It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments, and we want to thank you for the many stories you sent during our show on coming out at work. Tim, writing from Detroit, brought up how the recession affected his decisions. I worked in the automotive industry for a supplier and found a company where it was no problem that I was gay. I worked up through the ranks from entry level to senior management. I was there for 15 years and lost my job in downsizing, most likely due to the fact that I was gay, because there'd been a change in company ownership. I have been unemployed for 3 years and finally found a job again. Now I'm deathly afraid to come out at my new job after spending most of my career as out. I hate not being out in my new job, but I do not want to take any risks at all because I can be replaced in a flash. Cheryl, writing from Leavenworth, Washington, reminded us that gays and lesbians do have some leverage. When I moved to a small town to take a job, I came out in my interview. I asked if the company, a small family-owned newspaper, had a non-discrimination policy. They bent over backwards to assure me that they had such a policy, that there were other gay employees. My point is that gay people have more strength and leverage than they might think they do. No company wants to go on record and say they discriminate. If they do, then you don't want to work there. For some listeners, though, the issue was privacy. I'm in a unique condition where some coworkers presume I'm straight, others know I'm gay. I'm also in a workplace where I have gay coworkers and a gay boss. On one side, I hear these sometimes crass jokes, but I also see the respect my straight coworkers show the homosexuals they work with. I personally choose not to discuss my personal life because I'm a private person, not because I'm gay. That from Darren in Fort Myers. Our conversation about the conundrum of calling a woman ma'am brought out a number of responses from both sexes. Phyllis in Davenport, Iowa, reminded us that there are worse things to be called. My mother and I were leaving a store, and the greeter told us, "Thanks, guys." I informed him that we were not guys. Thanks very much. Kurt wrote in support of ma'am, and another mid-Atlantic term for just about everybody. I'm a 60-something who was taught always to use ma'am and sir when addressing an older person. If I forgot the honorific, I could count on someone, often the person I was addressing, saying, "Yes, what?" Also, waitresses in Baltimore, where I grew up, often address patrons with the word hun. And then there's that just plain old vanity. Laura wrote just recently, "I have started to be called ma'am. I'm 34 years old, and I feel so old now, like I'm an old lady. I live in California. I like it when they call me miss or nothing at all. It brings up the fact that I'm getting old, and my wrinkles look deeper and deeper every time I'm called that word." Well, Laura, here at TOTN, we want to assure you that by the time you earn universal ma'ams, you'll understand that 34 is youth. We want to hear from you, and you can call us whatever you want. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the program and how to get in on the conversation. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Arnie Seipel, April Failing, Priska Neely, Dahlia Martinez, Ben Temption, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Darren Botello. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Rausch in New York. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Tomorrow, Growing Old with Autism. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.